we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program today on Wednesday, December the 6th, 2017. Let's hit this day for the glory of the Lord, shall we? You know, I talked on one of the programs, I believe it was last week, about the way of the unfaithful is hard. It's like hitting or running into concrete is what the note said. And I pray today that we will hit life hard, not like running into concrete, but that we will have all of our energy, zeal, and focus, our faith, that everything will be in a passionate pursuit for the glory of God. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God and the host of the Refresh Radio program here, a ministry of Merritt Assembly of God. And so we would like to say good Wednesday to you. We'd also like to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If you're in the central part of the county, they can be a blessing to you by helping your AC and heater get up and running. I was talking, I've actually had two people in November, well, both of them were in November, I believe. One of them might have been October. But in the cooler part of the year, their air conditioner decided that it was time to retire. And one of those was right here in Brevard County. And Creative AC Solutions was able to get them up and running. So just because the weather has cooled off a bit, does not mean that you should take those things for granted. I encourage you to give them a call, have them come out and check your unit and make sure that it is ready. You are ready for heat, or you are ready for heat or for air conditioning, whichever becomes necessary. Give them a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. So we're going to be having our Wednesday night service tonight, our kids ministry. It's been a just growing of late. We recently had a project that came up, and I needed to look at how many kids and young people we had, and I was amazed at how many are coming on a semi-regular to regular basis, and very thankful for that. I want to thank my daughters who are heading up those ministries. I've got one daughter who heads up the children's ministry and another daughter who heads up the youth ministry, and they're not the only members of those ministry teams, but they are the ones that are volunteering to head those up. We had some staff that moved back up to Ohio earlier this year, and so we were unable to bring on more paid staff, so we've got volunteers in all of our ministry positions. I'm the only full-time employee that Merritt Assembly of God has. That's why if you call and you get the answering machine, leave a message. We will get back to you. We've got a part-time worship leader. We got a part-time office manager who is phenomenal. Both of them are just wonderful, wonderful people. And so if you come to Merritt Assembly of God, most of what you see are going to be people who are loving on other people simply because they love God and they love people. And they want to see people develop into the men and women of God that God wants them to be. I am a byproduct, a product of a lot of godly men and women who poured into me when things looked like I was one of the least likely people on the planet to be a pastor. I loved God, but my personality was not pastoral. But God called me, and people loved on me, and they trained me, and helped me to get to Bible college, and helped me get tools that I needed so that I could serve God in the calling that He had provided for my life. So we are still constantly doing that. So our kids ministry meets tonight. Our adult Bible study, believe they're going through the book of Ephesians right now. And so if you are able to come out Wednesday night, that would be great. Also want to mention, if you are able to come and hang out with us Sunday morning at 10:30, Reverend Terry Rayburn is going to be preaching the word and be part of our celebration of being pastors for 25 years. Do you realize that there are hundreds of churches that close their doors every month? Every year, there are thousands of pastors who call it quits. And some of those are simply because they can't afford it. The ministry, in spite of what you might think, is not a get-rich-quick scheme. 25 years ago when we came with no salary whatsoever, and worked diligently to try and get the church into a position where it was in better condition physically and better condition financially. And we just want to share a testimony this coming weekend that God has been faithful. Merit Assembly, God's been in existence for 65 years. God's been faithful long before that. And long after we're gone, should the Lord tarry, He's still going to demonstrate that God is a faithful God. So we want to say thank God for His faithfulness. And if you'd like to come out this weekend, I think they've got some things planned. I don't know what they are. A few weeks ago, they asked me to leave so that they could talk to the congregation. Then I came back and preached. So I really have no idea what's coming up this weekend, but I'm going to show up. I'm going to receive from the Lord the word that our superintendent is going to be preaching. And he is one of my favorite preachers, and he is my pastor. So I'm looking forward to that time this week. Today, let's get into the word. Yesterday I talked to you about the faithfulness that David had exhibited towards Saul. In Psalm 18, you read a psalm, and let me just read to you the headline before verse number 1. It says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down. With darkness under his feet, he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were opened. The foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. Wow, what a great word. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure, and with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust in him. We're going to stop the reading there simply for time's sake today, but Psalm 18 there. If you begin to look at that, you will see a few things. First of all, David recognized that God was an asset. He was an infallible asset. He was a priceless asset in David's life. He was a fortress. He was a source of love, a source of strength, a source of deliverance, a source of provision. He was a safe place. And I pray that you will come to recognize God as those things in your life as well. He recognized those things of God even when it says in verse number 4, the pangs of death surrounded me and ungodliness made him afraid. Death confronted him and they were times of distress. You can find that God is still the same in those challenging times as he is in the good times. It says, now I want to focus on this for just a moment, verse number 16 and 17. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. There is a misconception that says that God will not give you more than you can handle. And I want you to know that that is not true. Because David says, they were too strong for me. You may face things in your life that are too strong for you. They just will not be too strong for your God. They will not be something that you will not emerge from victorious, but it will not be because of you. It will be because of God that you will find deliverance in that very difficult season. So I want to encourage you in that regard. The reason that people say that is because there's a passage that says God will not tempt you beyond that which you are able to bear. It's not a temptation. It is something that God says that you will be able to endure because of who he is. I'm looking for that passage currently right now. If you'll give me just a moment, I'll see if I can find it. Not going to be able to pull that. Oh, here it is. Verse number 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. So you need to focus not on the magnitude of the temptation, but on the faithfulness of God. Now, I've said this on this radio program before. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. That a lot of people think that when you are surrounded by temptation, that God is going to peel off the roof of the building, reach down his strong, mighty right arm, pluck you up out of that thing, and bring you to a place of deliverance. That's not the way temptation comes. Temptation comes not from something external, but from something internal, where there's a longing, a craving, a lust for either things or things, undesirable things, let's put it that way, that isn't that kind of a crazy thing that we desire undesirable things? And the way that God makes a way of escape from that temptation is because he is faithful to work in our heart in such a manner that it will remove any temptation. There are some people who are tempted to steal from their employer. That is not a temptation for me, because I know this. I've got to give an account to God for the stewardship of the resources of Merit Assembly of God that he has entrusted to us through the years. And I'm a lot more intimidated about having to give an account to God for the way that I've handled Merit Assemblies of God resources instead of having to give an account to men. I can show them a financial report and say, here's where every penny went. When it comes to our financial statements at Merit Assembly of God, we don't have a miscellaneous fund. We don't have any undesignated expenses income. Everything is accounted for all the way down to the very penny, because we know that we're going to have to give an account to God. So a lack of financial accountability or financial faithfulness, that's not a temptation for me. Some are tempted with marital unfaithfulness. That is not a temptation for me, because I know that God called my wife and I to be together even when people were fighting against us. There were people who were plotting against us. There were people who wanted to see us fail and not to succeed. So that's not a thing for me. I know this, that God said he would not withhold any good thing from his children, and he hasn't. And so I know that God's provision is better than the devil's provision. So being unfaithful in that area is not a temptation. There are some people who are tempted because of alcohol or drugs, and I've seen too many people's lives devastated and ruined by that. And so there are things that they battle with, that their temptation, that I've told people, you could set me down at a table, you could place a whole table full of drugs in front of me, and there's not going to be any temptation there for me, because I have no desire to taste it. I have no desire to partake in it. I have no desire to be addicted to it. I don't have those temptations. Whatever it is you deal with, and everybody deals with something, whatever temptation you deal with, God is faithful to make you faithful. Now, we live in a day and time where people on a mass scale in society have erroneous perceptions about God and Christianity and what the biblical mandates of God's word are. There are people who have partook in surveys that, you know, when asked, are you a Christian? They said yes, but when it got down to it, they began to look at the things that they believed, and they believed things that are not biblical. So at that point in time, there are things in their life that are not faithful to the word of God. There are many people who, whenever something bad happens, they all of a sudden have a skewed perception of who God is. And so let me help you to put on the glasses today that will help you to see the corrective lenses today, that your perception has more about revealing who you are than it does about who God is. Okay? The perception you have of God reveals more about who you are than it does about who God is, because God is faithful. He is the faithful and true witness. God is faithful. He cannot deny himself. He is faithful to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is faithful. He is faithfully strong. He is faithfully merciful. He is faithfully true. He is faithfully just. He is faithful in provision. He is faithful in salvation. He is faithful in preparing for your future. God is faithful to who he is. So let me tell you what it says in the NIV roughly here. It says in verse number 25 of verses 25 and 26 of Psalm 18. To the faithful you show yourself faithful. To the blameless you show yourself blameless. To the pure you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. In the New King James Version, it says, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man, you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. So I looked it up, and that word in Hebrew can mean both merciful and faithful. It's about divided 50-50 on what it means. So I want to embrace both. Mercy is my primary gifting. I will go with somebody time after time after time, help them time after time after time. I want to show themselves. I want to show mercy because I'm a person who needs mercy. I've never been a perfect person, so I require the mercy of God, so I want to be merciful. There are a lot of people who require mercy, but they don't want to demonstrate mercy, and that's a very bad inconsistency in a person's makeup. If you need mercy, I encourage you to demonstrate mercy, okay? But I also realize this, that if I'm unfaithful, then I'm going to see unfaithfulness everywhere around. But if I'm faithful, I'm going to see that God is a faithful God. If I allow him to cleanse my heart and make me blameless before God, then I'm going to see that God is a blameless God. There is nothing that God has ever done that was wrong. If I want to see the purity and the holiness of God, then I need to allow him to make me pure. And now it does say this. There are a lot of people that go around who say, if God be for us, who can be against us? I know the plans I have for you to prosper and Jeremiah chapter 29:11, that I have good plans for you. But I want to point out to you, it says, but to the devious you will show yourself shrewd. There's a story about a lady who was sitting at the bedroom table with her husband, and they just moved to the neighborhood, and they were looking out the back window, and they saw their neighbor. This would have been out in the country, and they saw their neighbor hanging the laundry up, and the lady responded as to how dingy the lady's laundry was. And this went on day after day after day. And the lady just kept commenting on it. You know, I wish that lady knew how to do laundry, because her clothes, they're not clean. And so one day they were sitting at the table, and she looked out there, and she saw that the lady's laundry was cleaner than she had ever seen it before. And she said, oh, I wonder who it was that actually helped her to get her laundry clean. And her husband said, nobody did. I went out and cleaned the window that you were looking out of. I wear glasses, and I didn't used to clean my glasses with regularity, because my eyesight, you know, just saw right through that. But now I carry lens wipes around with me so that I can clear I can clean my corrective lenses so that what I see is an accurate perception. And so I want to ask you today to evaluate your life and see, are you a person of mercy? Because if you are a person of mercy, you're going to see the mercy of God. If you're harsh, you're going to see the harshness of God. If you are unfaithful, you are going to perceive that God is unfaithful to you. And I'll never forget, I encountered this one time in retail where a person who was a door-to-door salesman, I know this because they came into my house and they sold me something and they used deceptive numbers. And I said, your numbers don't add up. And they said, oh, yes, it does. And I was like, it's not a huge amount of money, whatever. Let's just go ahead and do this and hopefully we'll get some benefit out of it. And we got very little benefit out of it. Later on, I had that person as a customer, and that man wouldn't believe anything that I told him because he was used to, as a salesman, telling people whatever it was necessary to get the sale. And finally, I looked at him and I said, you know, I'm not lying to you. This is an excellent product. If you want to buy it, great. If you don't want to buy it, it's no skin off of my nose because you're not talking about a large sum of money for me. I'm not operating from a deceptive mindset. So today I encourage you to ask God to make you faithful in your marriage, faithful to God, faithful to your church, faithful in your finances, faithful to your family, faithful to your employer, because the more faithfulness and the more blameless that God makes us, the more merciful He empowers us to be, the more that He does that in us, the more we are going to see the perfection of our God. God is faithful. Today, if you are going through horrible trials the way that David did, I encourage you to be faithful, because in being faithful, you will see that God is faithful to you as well. One last little thing. Verse number 26, with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. The word picture there is that God will literally stand in the path of those who are not living the way that they are supposed to, making every effort to turn them from the ways of ungodliness, so that they would be on the path of righteousness. If you're not living the way you should be today, I pray that God will get a hold of you today. See you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.